Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the news. Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody.
Happy Friday.
Hi.
Piss off. I'm in a bad mood.
All right.
Yeah.
I can match that.
Can you?
Well, I'd have to work on it today because, you know.
Because you're just so friggin' happy because you're Kevin Wheeler?
No, just nothing's gone wrong yet today.
Yeah, it did for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, I get it. I told you, if I'd been in that seat, I'd be just like you.
Yeah,
I'd
I missed
be
an appointment this morning, which I never, ever, ever do. And it just gets your whole day off. And it's one of those things, like, I don't get in a bad mood that often. Like, where you can't get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, typically, it's like, oh, that sucked. Moving on. And today, since it's Friday, and it's holiday weekend, and it's a beautiful day, that's just making me all the pisser. And
totally get
both
it.
The kids are out of town. Phoebe's with her pals. Nick's in D.C. So it's going to be kind of a long, lonely weekend. But you know what I mean? It's just one of those,
totally
like,
get it.
Bleh. Bleh, bleh.
And there's nothing like, at least to me, there's nothing like the anger that comes with being mad at yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I get more angry at myself than pretty much anything else.
Right. I really wanted to be mad at Andrew, but I couldn't. So that made it even worse. Like, had I just been able to go like, oh, thank God it was Andrew's fault. And if you're a real pal, you'd have just taken that upon you.
That is what I'm here for. And I'm happy to provide that service.
I mean, you just got back from your friggin' California-Hawaii vacation, and everything's right with the world with you. You could have taken this one for the team.
I should have. I'm sorry.
Like, oh, I knew all about that appointment. I should have told you. It's all on me.
This is a fair point. I really probably should have.
All right. Thanks. Somehow it doesn't help. So, time of your life?
Yeah.
Good. Good for you.
I would like to sympathize, and I'd like to be like, oh, don't worry, Dave. It was actually kind of terrible. But no, it was the best. It was the best trip I've ever been on by like a huge margin.
Good.
Yeah. Super duper fun. I did miss you guys. I thought about you guys a lot while I was out there.
Mm.
That's sweet. A
couple of dreams, you know, normal stuff.
Yeah. Totally normal. Yeah.
I did have two dreams opposite. One of the days that I was staying in the Disney hotel, I woke up to my alarm and I started freaking out because I was like, oh my God, I gotta get to work. I gotta get to work. And then I like realized that I was in like a motel across the street from Disneyland.
Yes.
And then similarly this morning, my alarm went off and I was like, good to be on vacation. Maybe I'll just kill this alarm and go back to sleep. But then I like jumped up out of bed like, oh no, wait, I gotta go to work.
I don't know why you're here today, because you could have had like 14 days off.
Yeah, I did want to come back. I mean, I do, for what it's worth, I do like the show and my job and stuff. So it's like, you know, I would have felt weird. There have been days where I took a day off to like play a video game or whatever. I feel kind of weird about it because I'm just like sitting at home doing nothing while you guys are doing the show. And it's like, I could come in and do the show.
It's your time off.
Yeah.
You get to do what you want to do.
But I do. I was excited to come back today. I was excited to get in and do the show. And
so your speech went well?
Yes, my speech went extremely well.
I'm shocked.
Nice. I'm stupid.
Like when you laid it out for us, I was a little nervous.
I was too. There were some things that I had to take out because there were a couple of things I thought were a little iffy, and I like kind of previewed them to my brother. I was like, what if I say, because he had some really bad roommate troubles that I guess most people, like, their friends don't know about.
Yeah.
So I was like, so I'm going to talk about this in the speech. And he was like, no, don't do that. We have lots of mutual friends in the audience, and it will create a huge problem if you do that.
He must have been really nervous.
I think he was very nervous for me to give mine. I did a good job, though, I think.
Yeah.
My dad went first. And so my brother has a way of speaking that's very, like, non-committal. Like, he's not a very direct, like, assertive guy.
Yeah.
So he was like, well, I think what we're probably going to do, because I had four speeches. So I think he was like, I think we're probably going to have Dad go first, and then you and Ananth will go after Dad. Ananth is my new sister-in-law's little brother. And then we'll have Emma, Reka's friend, go after that, and then my friend Cody will go last. I think that's how we'll do it. That's kind of what we're thinking. And I was like, oh, I can't go after Dad because Dad's speech is probably going to make me cry. And then I need to not go after Dad. And then he's like, well, deal with it because that's the way it's happening. So, you know.
Sounds pretty direct to me.
Right. He got all of a sudden very direct. I was like, well, you left the door open.
It's his wedding.
It is his wedding, but it's like he left the door open by being all wishy-washy sounding about it. I didn't realize it was so set in stone. But my dad's speech.
Is it actual wishy-wash or is it more like, I really know, but I'm trying to make it seem like I'm being nicer than just laying down the law.
That one.
Okay.
It's that one. Yeah. And I mistook the two, as I often do. And but my dad's speech didn't make me cry, which was good. So I didn't have to go up there and be all weepy and
did your cry. Ceremonial Indian outfit fit you?
Sure didn't. It sure didn't. I have some pretty hysterical pictures of me wearing it, too. Because it, like, it, like, almost fit.
But you got it on.
I got it on, but it was like...
Not super flattering.
Was not a flattering look, I will say. I will say that much. And I was like, I can't wear this. And Megan, my wife, was like, no, I think you could wear it. I think you could wear it. She's like, sit down. So I sat down in it, and she's like... I think you could wear it. And I'm like, okay, that's not necessarily what you want to hear when it looks good. So I told my brother, I was like, yeah, maybe. And he was like, send me a picture of you wearing it. And I sent him a picture. And he goes, don't wear that. Oh. He goes, is it comfortable? And I go, oh, no, it's not comfortable. But I can barely get it on, if that's what you're asking. So I did not wear it, which was extremely humiliating at first, but I got over it eventually because we went to the big welcome party that they had for all the out of towners. So yeah. A bunch of the Indian family was there. And then, you know, some of us, you know, from around here or Chicago. And,
was everyone but you wearing it?
Everyone in the family was.
Okay.
Except me. And that was a little, you know, we all met in the lobby of the hotel my new Indian family is all down there and we're all meeting up and we're all having a great time. And I'm wearing like my big, cause he asked me, cause you know that shirt that I got recently, that's like pink and it's got little like palm fronds on it. So my brother was like, well, you brought like another collar. Did you bring another collared shirt with you? I was like, well, oh, I did.
Oh, so you wore the Tony Soprano shirt.
So I wore the Tony Soprano Hawaiian shirt to this party.
That's a good shirt.
I saw a picture, like Megan posted pictures of the two of you guys and you looked good.
I looked normal. Yeah, it didn't look as bad as I thought. I was afraid it was going to look. But we were all meet up in the lobby and everyone's wearing their cortes and their jewelry and they all look gorgeous and their bangles and their necklaces. And then my brother's new mother-in-law, Usha, was like looking everybody over and she's like, you all look so incredible. Oh, Megan, you look beautiful. And then she just kind of like looked at me and was like, Ananth, you and your girlfriend Maria both look stunning. she was like trying to find something equally nice to say, but just couldn't quite get there for like the big jolly fat guy shirt that I was wearing. And then to make matters worse, my brother that same night was like, well, what color jacket are you wearing for the wedding?
I saw that the wardrobe changed.
Yeah. The wardrobe changed. Because I was like, I didn't bring one. I was just going to wear like, because he goes, what are you wearing to the wedding? And I'm like, pants, shirt, tie. I don't really understand the question.
You're like, clothes? Hello?
Yeah. And I was a little insulted at first. Cause I was like, okay, I fit into the wedding clothes. I just don't fit into this garment weight for people who are very, very thin. And he's like, well, what color jacket? And I'm like, I don't have a jacket. He's like, you have to have a jacket. You have to have a jacket. You're going to be the only person in pictures without a jacket. So I had to go out and I had to find a store in Pasadena at 10 in the morning that would sell me a suit check. That wasn't hard, but it was the principal.
I was going to say, you're in L.A.
It was very,
where
I was
am
like,
I going to find this?
Where am I going to find nice clothing in Los Angeles?
You look very nice. You and Megan looked very nice.
Thank you. I really liked the jacket that I found. So
at
that was a nice.
At one point, you thought that the dress was no jacket required at a wedding?
Well, when you put it that
way. Well, you know, there are plenty of people who don't wear a jacket to a wedding. I feel
not at
like.
This wedding, though.
Yeah,
I will say,
not if you're giving a
I will say, everybody.
Okay. Not when you're in it.
Everybody else was definitely wearing a jacket.
Well, you're improving my mood, so.
But I did find I was very upset about having to drop. You had more money on this wedding, but I really liked the jacket that I found. And also, I kept telling, you know, myself, and it's like, I should have something like that. I should have, like, a nice kind of sport coat type jacket that I can wear to events and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I had never had in the past. So it's like, you know, it wasn't a total loss. I do like it. It's very good. It's like a linen. It's very nice.
Yeah. No, I saw it. You look good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Any other highlights?
Oh, boy. Nothing but highlights. It did rain at the wedding, which was a huge crisis, but I think it's going to end up looking very nice. It was the one day ever in Los Angeles where it was like 60 degrees and raining. It was like totally freezing. I know. But and that was like the bride's worst nightmare was that it might rain.
Yeah.
Or that her family would get scammed out of an Airbnb, and both of those things did end up happening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they used a weird website to book their Airbnb for them, and it ended up being like the Airbnb just didn't exist.
That sucks.
And I guess the way that these scams work, they're very common. I've never heard of them around here, but they're very common out there, where they just, you're like, okay, I'm ready to check in, and they go, okay, the building that I was going to put you in is under construction, so you got to go to this building. And then you go to that building. And they lead you to like a fake location, basically. And they're like, there's a lockbox there that'll have your key in it. And then when you can't find it, they're like, oh, that's so crazy that you can't find it. I'd look a little harder.
So then do they just disappear?
They basically just double down and keep insisting that you're in the wrong until you, I guess, just like give up. Mm. Yeah, it's a very strange thing. But it happened to a few people who were coming in from out of town.
Wow.
I know.
That's why I like hotels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also prefer hotels. One of the Airbnbs I stayed in was haunted, though. I think. There was like a guy lurking around it while I was sleeping. Hopefully it's ghosts. That's better than
That's
the
a
alternative.
Better answer, yeah.
Because I closed a bunch of the like doors and like kind of cabinet space and stuff. This was the Airbnb we stayed in Wednesday night. So the last night we were in Los Angeles, we were only there for like an hour and then we went to bed. And I closed all, there was like a door from the bedroom out to the garage. And I closed that, and I locked the door, and I closed all the cabinets and drawers and everything. And when I woke up, they were all open again, including the door that led to the garage, which was very scary. And I was glad to be leaving immediately. And so I don't know if, like, the Airbnb host was, like, in there walking around while I was sleeping.
Mm.
I know.
You're not making the Airbnb sound very good.
Yeah.
It's got its ups and downs.
I mean, I've pros and cons. I've stayed in a couple, but not ones that I booked. Other people booked, but I just as soon said go to a hotel. Yeah.
I've never had it. We booked this Airbnb through the website. It was not a scam. I recommend anybody out there who's doing Airbnb, book it through the actual website. Don't go through any like third-party booking
like
aid
booking.
Websites.
Com or
like
something.
Booking.com
yeah,
or something
good point.
Like that. Good point. Don't use those because that's where these kind of scams can come into play.
We just paid a fortune in Chicago, and there was no need to because it's just me and Nick. You know, we just need two queen beds and a decent place. Mm-hmm. And the cheapest places were $500.
A night?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And I looked, I'm like, oh, this must be a big weekend. And so I looked a couple weeks out, and it was the same.
Yeah.
Like, everything's
that's
five, six.
Downtown, that would be normal.
Chicago hotels are
even
crazy.
Even here, I don't know if you've looked at a hotel in St. Louis
in the city
recently.
Oh, no, I haven't.
But, like, the Ritz is, like, 900.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
On just a normal night.
Yeah.
They're really telling us we're not welcome there.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, $1,000 on a Wednesday or something. Like, okay, all right.
To come, I mean, you know.
I'll avert my eyes when I drive by.
To come here, of all places.
Right.
Andrew told me I can never go to Los Angeles.
Yeah, I wouldn't really recommend. Maybe Kevin would enjoy it, but the driving is a nightmare. It is terrifying. It is awful. I was horrified the entire time. I didn't drive. My dad drove, and he's already kind of a, you know, he's a creative driver. And I was like white knuckling the little, you know, hangers in the back of the car for dear life.
That's how I was in Chicago. We didn't drive. We took a lot of Ubers and Lyfts and cabs, and it was, what did I call it? It's like aggressive cooperation. You know, they're doing, everyone's honking at each, like, they honk at
mostly
each other.
Mostly city streets?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They honk at each other in a way that would be a fist fight in St. Louis, but it's just like nothing. They just like.
In any big city I've been in, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like, in the city, city.
Same thing in L.A. My new sister-in-law was driving Megan and I somewhere. And she, I think she might have been going like the wrong way down a one way. And people are honking, and my wife points that out to her, and she goes, "Oh, are those honks for me?" And I was like, "They're not for you, they're at you."
Yeah, for you. Welcome back, DGS. Happy Friday, 124. We're very strange about animals. You know, like anytime, like, a pig truck wrecks and the pigs get out. And we give them names and we like put them in the lap of luxury. I always say this. Mm-hmm. And there is a bear cub found. And so these people are raising it, like not just people, but somehow experts, you know, animal people.
Okay. Okay.
And they are, because it's a tiny little bear cub, and they're all dressing like bears so that the bear is comfortable, and they're hoping to put it back out into the wild. You know what ossobuco is?
I don't think so.
It's the shin of a calf, and it's the most supple meat that you can eat, and I've had it, and it's just weird that we're like, okay, everyone needs to dress up like a bear for the next 6 months, but let's take that six-month-old cow there and kill it and eat its shins, right? Yeah. Just weird. We're very uneven. It makes no sense.
Nope.
Yeah, it really doesn't make any sense. And a lot of times when the cows escape or whatever, and it's like, well, guess what, little lady? You just earned your spot as a real thing. Your brothers and sisters are getting eaten.
They're just food.
Yeah.
You've proved to me that you're like smart or something, and that's making a difference to me. So
you have slightly human behaviors.
Yeah.
We have imprinted on you.
Yes.
You're better than the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of silly. I've always been, I get the food thing more. I mean, I eat meat, so I mean, like, I don't protest on that, but I am always interested in, like, okay, we're always going to be really nice to dogs and cats, but people are, like, mean as hell to, like, rabbits and raccoons. Like, shoot that thing! Like, why? Because it's going to maybe mess up your garbage? Who cares? Leave it alone. It's fine. It's got a purpose. You know?
They eat the garden, Kevin.
Oh, well, in that case, kill it.
He gets it. There you go. He gets it now.
Raccoons have little human hands.
I know. They're cool.
They're cute. Mm. I love raccoons.
I wish I could have a pet raccoon.
I wish I could have a pet bunny, but I feel like my cat Lucy would immediately kill the bunny.
Yeah.
So.
We're trying. Yeah. My dogs try every day. Yeah. We got rabbits that live in our backyard.
Yeah.
There's like three or four of them out there sometimes, and they try. They can't catch them because they're a little slow. But
Moses broke his toe.
Oh,
his
no.
toe.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't even know the dogs had toes,
they got little
discernible toes.
Yeah.
Do you know how he did that?
No, he didn't say.
Soccer accident.
He's being really secretive about it.
He didn't say.
But he's limping around like a Civil War soldier.
I bet he stubbed it on a table just like we do.
Yeah, something. He's really playing it up, though.
He finally put his paw on the wrong person.
Is it a front paw?
Yeah.
Does he do the thing where he holds it up and he looks really pathetic?
Yeah, he's front right paw.
Rachel's right. He finally got too handsy with the wrong person.
They definitely know. They definitely know I can get sympathy.
Yeah.
Mm. I doesn't mean it doesn't hurt, but they definitely look at you like,
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 133. Beautiful day out there. So you guys were telling me a little bit about this at lunch, but I kind of wanted to hear it all at once live on the air. The situation with the button pushers, or the lack of button pushers, they were doing something pretty stupid at the time. They should have been pushing buttons. Is that right?
Well, they were in a workshop.
That's stupid.
And Joe Holloman from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch did some digging. And as to, like, what kind of workshop are we talking about? Like, was it essential to the functions of this department? To me, it doesn't seem like it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a collaboration workshop. It came from AIR Collaborative, which is a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit. And the workshop is designed to help people discover new ways to think about the power of creativity and challenge your mental models about art, business, community, and money. It uses hands-on collaboration, design thinking, and business planning to help grow creative communities and economies.
I've been to a million of these, and they're all crap. They're all stupid.
Well,
and get your ass back there when... So I am just a guy. I don't have any responsibilities to anyone officially, and I was texting Dave Murray on Thursday night because Phoebe was coming in from KU, and I knew that there was going to be bad weather on Friday afternoon, and I knew it could be really bad, and so I'm texting my friend Dave Murray, who I try not to bother on things like that. So if I was that aware of it, I would not have been at Dave and Buster's on a collaborative meeting.
Well, at least somebody should have to stay behind.
Yeah,
when there's
like
something
the
severe.
Charge.
Well, yeah, that would be the first person, right? Because you're like, I'll wear one for the team. I'm in charge. But like that's the kind of stuff that can't keep happening.
No.
Right? I mean, like,
it's what we're known for in the city. And sometimes mistakes are made and you still get fired. And maybe it wasn't completely your fault, but whoever that person is should not be here.
Well, this is the kind of thing that just completely breaks trust in government, because we need people to do what they're supposed to do in times of emergency. And yet during this emergency, everyone's out at a conference that is not necessary.
No.
I mean, maybe it's going to do some good down the line somewhere, but when there's a forecast like the one we were experiencing a week ago today, you move that conference, or like Wheels said, you have someone stay back.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And then where I'm having a hard time connecting the dots, maybe Wheels knows this, but they released the phone call between Sarah Russell, the head of SEMA, and then the fire department, and they kind of had it back and forth, and it was like, are you going to hit the button? Yeah, okay, great. Eh. But then it didn't get hit and the sirens didn't go off. So did she make that call from the collaboration conference? Like, what is exactly the timeline here?
Yeah.
I think we really deserve answers.
We'll know because there are going to be many multi-million dollar lawsuits filed. Mm-hmm. From people who were damaged, people who were injured, people who lost their lives.
I was gonna say, it's got to be more the loss of life, right? Because the damage was going to happen one way or the other.
No, but I mean, like, people who are injured.
Right, right, right. The physical damage.
They're
going
to lawyer up. They're going to sue. They're going to win. It's going to cost the city millions and millions of dollars for stupid stuff like that.
And to just to be clear, if anyone in that chain, like if somebody at the fire department said, I'm going to go do it, and they didn't, well, then that department's on it, too.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not trying to pick one person or one thing, but emergency management's kind of important.
Right.
And for a city, one of the things we've talked about a lot the last 4 years is if you can't protect people, you're not doing the job. And obviously, you know, Kara Spencer's been there a few weeks. It's not like, you know, it's time to point fingers yet. But at some point down the road, all the people are going to be getting fingers pointing at them when you're not protecting people from traffic problems and crime. And
the head of SEMA was primarily responsible for that.
Sure.
And Kara Spencer is primarily responsible for SEMA.
Now, yes.
The buck stops with her.
Yes.
And to her credit, she has taken the responsibility.
Yes.
But there's capital R responsibility and there's lowercase r responsibility. Kara Spencer should not have had to have known on that day who was responsible for pushing the button and where they were at the time.
That's
because she has people.
And if the button actually works.
And if the button actually
works. That's another layer to the story that we're still trying to figure out.
Yeah.
But ultimately, she's responsible.
Right, and she said so, so I give her credit for that.
Yes.
And ultimately, when this stuff goes wrong, there has to be a fix.
There has to be accountability.
The fix isn't just a story explaining it. There has to be a new mechanism. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I'm not an expert, so maybe I'm just speaking out of my rear end. But this kind of stuff not going right, if it's not the technology being bad, because if it is the button not working or something like that, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's because of a human, that human should lose their job.
Yeah,
this is literally your job.
Yes.
Is to be the to manage emergencies.
And you
and this was coming. We knew this is like the snow.
Yes.
We knew it was coming.
Yes. And you don't have to be the head of emergency management. You can work at a Dairy Queen. But if you are going to take on that responsibility and it goes that horribly sideways that people die because they weren't warned about this tornado, then this is what happens to you.
Yeah, how can you possibly justify your position if you're not fulfilling the duties of that position?
No.
But I don't know. This is just the kind of thing, when I found out about this, like, it's a collaborative workshop, I was like, this is why people get so mad. And not just St. Louis city government, but government, period.
Yeah.
You're spending our money to go do this. Like, what's going on in this workshop? What are you actually gaining from it? I would love to hear someone from SEMA. Let me know what you learned a week ago today. I need to know. Like, was it really that necessary?
How ironic.
How much did it cost?
That you're learning about collaborating when your ass should have been collaborating with the other people to make sure that people in your city were safe.
Yeah.
When you had known for 24 to 48 hours that there was going to be danger.
Yeah.
That is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. And you said at the beginning, I'm not saying what is being taught in the workshops is false or bad information or anything like that. But we all have been through similar things.
Yes.
And the only reason anybody wants to do them is because they get to not work.
Yes.
Yeah, you get free lunch.
Yeah.
It's like a little field trip.
Happy, happy horse crap.
If you had to tell people that you had to do it when you're not at work, nobody would do it.
No, if it were on a Saturday.
Right. Nobody would do it.
You're not collaborating.
Because every worker is going, this is stupid, but at least I don't have to sit at my desk.
Yeah.
And again, I've been there. I mean, this is not a secret. Everybody who works in a job has that same feeling. You know, like you're like, all right. Don't want to do whatever. Usually it is something from some outside group comes in like, hey, we're going to help you with X. And you're like, great.
It's not the most important thing by far. It's pretty far down the list. But being from St. Louis and having just been out of town and telling people you're from St. Louis, we have to stop doing such ridiculously stupid stuff. I mean, we ask for it. Like the sheriff guy who's out there buying golf carts and
to cross the street.
Having people pick up his kids from school.
Oh, my God.
Rolling dice to see if you keep your job or not. And then the Kim Gardner thing, and then the Snowmageddon thing, and now this. Like, we couldn't look much dumber.
Do all cities have something like this? Or because it just seems like we have a lot. No,
but we seem to have just this. That's the perception.
No, that's a good point.
Because people don't think about St. Louis and go, but they've got this, and they've got this and this.
See, like, Chicago has all these things, but they also have Navy Pier and the museums and everything that's a big city. You know what I mean? Like, yes, every Detroit has these things. Miami has these things. Every big city has these things, but it's not all they have.
No.
And that's not totally fair here. I mean, we've
that's
got
the perception.
Stuff. Right. We have stuff. It's just not the same kind of stuff that draws from the outside like the other cities do.
Mm.
And it's just, it's super frustrating to do this stuff over and over again, right?
Let's handle a little bit more of the real stuff, then we'll just jack around for the rest of the show. What do you guys think about Donald Trump and Harvard, and you can no longer have international students, and all of you international students that came here in good faith, you now have to transfer to another university or get out of the United States?
Can't do it. Sorry. You don't have to it's a private institution. You can, I'm sure there are mechanisms where if they get federal funding, you can stop federal funding or take away some of it. I don't know.
Which they already did.
Right. I don't know the legality of all that, but I'm sure that that's a mechanism. You cannot tell a private anything that they have to fall in line with your view of the world when you're in office. Period. That's First Amendment, man. It's not more complicated than that. We should be as mad about the First Amendment being violated as people get about the Second Amendment being violated.
Gotta love small government, right? Stay out of everybody's business. Let them have freedom. Let them do what they want as long as it's not hurting anybody. I mean, well, come on, give me a break.
That brand has been changed, though, right? I mean, most of the people like Amy and Hancock and all of the Republicans, the conservatives that would be considered the traditional conservatives, they are saying that none of this stuff is conservative. This is populism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening in the party right now. That's what MAGA is. It's a populist thing. It's not conservative.
But no one's going to stop him.
I mean, the courts try.
Yeah.
You know, you had the ruling on this, on the Harvard thing. A court has already said, nope, can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see where it goes. But I mean, if that goes to the Supreme Court, how is that not a slam dunk, unanimous? That is a violation of the First Amendment. You cannot make a private institution align with the government.
He's getting his wins in the Supreme Court, though. I mean, he's getting shot down in the district courts, but when he gets to the Supreme Court, they're bending over backwards. It's just weird.
Mm.
It's a weird time.
Well, when the obvious becomes not obvious, that's a problem.
Tariffs are back.
Oh, boy.
I finally checked my 401k, and it was okay.
Okay.
Like, yes. It had come back pretty good.
Yeah, see, it depends on what day you check.
Yeah, and then I got up this morning, and it's like, 50% tariffs and tariffs on iPhones. And
yeah. I'm asking this as a question. I'm pretty sure this is correct. Don't tariffs have to be approved by Congress?
No, I don't think so. I think that's a function of the presidency.
I don't think it is.
Evidently
I think they can do it, but I think they have to eventually get approval from Congress, don't they?
I don't know. That's a Brad Young question. Pretty sure it's a presidential thing, though. I think if someone went ape crap crazy, you could use the 25th Amendment to rein them in. But other than that, I think it's pretty much the chief executives to do. Look at us talking real
stuff. Okay, so apparently the presidency has the power to do it under specific conditions outlined by Congress. But Congress ultimately retains the power to regulate foreign commerce and impose tariffs.
There's no Congress.
I mean, that's true.
There's just no.
They have stepped away from the table.
As close as you can get to them not being a body, that's worth it. What it is.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday, 1:48. So you actually rode in a driverless car?
Waymo.
Oh, he went Waymo.
I went Waymo'd. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Really? It was great. It was terrible because it was great. It was terrible because it worked well. I didn't know these exact. I saw this crazy car while I was driving around LA, and it had these like sensors all over it, and there was like a guy driving it, but he wasn't touching anything, and it had this weird like coloring to it and stuff. So I followed him for a while. You know, I stalked him. You know, I banged on his window. Hey, I managed to figure out that it was a test for a driverless car, and I was like, oh, they have driverless cars out here. And my brother was like, yeah, Waymo's, they're everywhere. It's Uber without a driver, and it's completely insane. So I signed up for the app, and you click on it, so they just drive around the city until somebody needs them. So they just randomly just kind of cruise in whatever direction. So when you say that you want to be picked up, maybe this isn't always the experience. It told me it was going to take them 15 minutes to get to me. Now, the place I wanted to go was like a less than 10-minute walk. But I wanted to do this because I'm like, show content. It was also more expensive. To go like less than half a mile, it was $15. Mm-hmm. Which I thought was completely insane compared to what an Uber would be. I mean, Uber would be like, why are you even Ubering? It's less than half a mile. So I waited. I got picked up. It tells you it's going to stop. It basically tells you, listen, we're going to stop this car in the middle of the street, and you got to get in it. And if you don't get in it within 60 seconds, it's just going to take off and you're SOL. So I, you know, found it, ran towards it. It was a Jaguar. I think they're all Jaguars. Whoa. So that was kind of nice. I mean, you get in, it's totally like spotless inside. You can't sit in the driver's seat. You can sit anywhere else you want, but you can't sit in
the never even consider it.
The driver's
You're
seat.
Like, hold on, I want to drive.
Yeah, I was like, well, let me sit in the driver's seat at least. And it was like, no, you can't. Nobody can sit in the driver's seat. A little lady's voice comes on the thing that's like, here's what's going to happen. You're going to put on your seatbelt, and we're going to take you to your destination. And when you're ready to go and stop blocking traffic anymore, you hit this button right here. So I hit the button, and we were off. It was playing like some delightful, you know, Tropicalia-style music. I think I could have changed it to something, but I didn't. I was too terrified to think about, like, music at that moment. The wheel turns itself, which I really hated. I didn't look at the pedals to see if the pedals, like, push like this, but the wheel turns as if, you know, someone is driving it, but it's a complete AI program. Hmm. It drives using sensors that are, like, all over the car to sense, and you can see what it sees. So you can see that it's, like, detecting cars over here, and it's detecting pedestrians over there or whatever. But I don't like it. I think this turn towards automated cars is a bad idea. I think it's going to get people hurt. There has been one Waymo-related fatality. I think I looked up San Francisco. Sounds right. There was a huge crash involving a Waymo where somebody died. I think in general, there was a story that I saw a couple weeks ago about driverless semis. I think that's extremely dangerous. I think if a semi does one bad mood one bad move, it can kill like a whole family, and I don't care for that. I mean, the driverless Jaguar sedan is bad enough to me. Mm. It bothered me how well everything worked, because it made me think that it's just going to catch on more.
Yeah.
I also don't like that it was way more, you know, Waymo, I should say, difficult to work than an Uber, in that Uber's like, all right, your driver's 2 minutes away and he's going to drive you. It's going to take no time. It's going to cost you, you know, $6 or whatever. And this was like 15-minute wait. And cost $15 to go less than half a mile. I thought that was pretty unconscionable. I think if you're automating this process, the savings that you have on that sort of labor should be passed down to the consumer.
Jaguar.
Well, that's the thing. I shouldn't have to, if you're not even employing a driver, I shouldn't have to pay more. If anything, I should pay less because you're not having to pay any labor costs.
But you're in a Jaguar.
But nobody asked me a tip. That was nice.
Three times the cost of the other cars.
I didn't ask for it to be a Jaguar.
No,
I didn't say send me a Jaguar. I'm pretty sure they're all Jaguars.
Yeah, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying that's what you're paying for.
My brother took one last night to go to dinner with his new brother-in-law and his girlfriend, and they took a Waymo, and it was also a Jaguar. So I think they're just all Jaguars.
That word sounds crazy the more you say it.
Jaguar? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jaguar.
I don't know. Jury's out.
What do you think? Would you do one?
Because
I didn't want to do it. I only did it for show content. As soon as I saw it, I was like, I got to do this.
I would be uncomfortable doing one on a highway. You can get just as dead downtown, but only getting up to downtown speeds, I would feel much better about a fender bender than being out on the highway.
They are only in a few places and a few cities right now. Like, they're in L.A., but they're only in, like, the city center of L.A. So I don't know if they can. I don't know if they go on the freeway yet or anything. But I agree with that. I would be a lot more concerned having a fake AI thing navigate.
I doubt we have to worry about it much here, since there's no one to get in them.
not much to run into either, right?
Yeah, nothing to run into, nobody to ride in.
We already got people downtown that don't follow signals, so how's it different than that?
And they would need to develop like special pothole LiDAR for those cars.
Yeah. Here? Oh my God, yeah.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.